Okay, now we're recording. Good to see everybody here tonight. Hello, Fern, and hello, Robert and Malka, and whoever else is here.
I don't see you.
Wait, I got to get back to the screen. One second. Okay, one second. Okay, there we go. Okay, and now wait, David Jacob, how do I get him to enter? One second. Oh, here we go. Okay.
I don't see you.
Okay, one minute. Let me get back to the... Okay, that should work. Can you all see me now?
No.
You can't see me?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Bert can see me. Robert, you could see me, right?
Yeah.
Bob,
I can see you. I can see you.
Seth, David, you see me, and Ruth, and Michael. Okay? So I'm going to start. That's the best I can do.
Right? I saw you in the beginning.
Everybody mute themselves. Arthur, you can't see me?
Nope.
I don't know what to do.
Something you did.
All right. I'm going to start. All right. You know, Arthur, you could try signing you up and signing on again. It might help. Okay? All right. So I'm starting on the beginning of the second. So on Yom HaDaf Beis, the first Mishnah. So first, I'm here with Yosef Rahmani and Oded Weiss, and it's nice to have the live Daf Yomi again back in the Beis Medrash. So the first question is why we learn Masechet Yoma now. In the regular Shas Bavli, so you have Rosh Hashanah Yoma and Sukkah, but in the Seder of the Mishnayot, it's Yoma comes first, and then after Yoma, I think, comes is it Beah? But the Seder of the Masechet are different. So they have a blurb here from the Moroda Daf Yomi. They say that it's because of the chashivas of the day of Yom Kippur. In other words, that Yom Kippur has a tremendous chashivas. It's more chamor than the other Moedim, and it's Easter Malacha is similar to Shabbos, and therefore we do it more up front. And the only thing he doesn't explain here now is that I saw today in the Hakdama the Rambam. Oh, here, let me. I saw in the Hakdama to the Rambam to Perush HaMishnayot. So he says that that first the Tana wants to see me at Shabbos. That's so chashuv, and that's front and forward. And then because of that, he teaches me Erevin. Then after that, he teaches Pesachim, because Pesachim is learned first in the Chumash. In other words, Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Parashim is Pesach. Then once he's done with Pesach, then the next thing that comes up is Shkalim in Parshas Kitisa. And then Yom Kippur comes up in Achrimot. So that's what the way the Rambam says in his Perush HaMishnayot. So, but the main thing is that they emphasize that this Seder is the correct Seder. In other words, in the Shas, they want to set up the holidays in order Luach, but it should be Yom Kippur first, Yoma first. And Yoma means the day. In other words, like that's the big day, Yoma, because it's Yom Kippur is the big day. So now the... Now most of the Masechta, now on Yom Kippur, they have a special avod on Yom Kippur. In addition to like all the Yom Tovim have special korbanos that are brought on Yom Tovim, the Yom Kippur has above and beyond that a whole Seder avoda. And part of the avoda deals with, you know, bringing two goats that are identical, and one goes off the cliff, and one is brought as a korban, and there's a whole Seder avoda with the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur entering the Kodesh Kedashim. Obviously, it's different than other regalim. And then the last parak of the Masechta deals with the dinim for Yom Kippur today. All right, let me begin the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, which Robert began for us last night. So it says, Shabbat Yomim Kodem Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Beito Lishpat Parhedrin. That 7 days before Yom Kippur, they sequester the Kohen Gadol. He's isolated from his house, and he's placed in Lishkat Parhedrin. So if you have the Arsul Gemaras or whatever Gemara you have, if you have a layout of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the diagram, I'm sure you could see, if you have the Arsul Gemara, let me get the diagram here, but there's a, so in the Art Scroll, it's number 24. Yeah, number 24. Here's the diagram here, but I don't know if you could see it, but it's in the brown section. In other words, in the brown section, in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, you should see there's a number 24. I guess you can't quite see it from where you are. But anyway, there's a chamber there known as Lishkat Parhedrin. And the Chachamim prepare a sort of understudy, Kohen Gadol, Shemi Rabo Psul, because we're afraid maybe something's going to happen to the existing Kohen Gadol. Maybe he'll become Tameh, and the Avodah Yom Kippur can only go forward with the Kohen Gadol. So if he's there, we don't have a replacement Kohen Gadol. We're, you know, in Gahak that serves with this. Now, with the Lishkat Parhedrin, so the Gemara later on is going to learn, if you turn briefly to Daf Chet, turn to Daf Chet Amud Beis, 8b, turn quickly to 8b, Chet Amud Beis. So if you look in the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says on Chet Amud Beis, Lishkat Parhedrin, Tanya Rabbi Huda, Lishkat Parhedrin Haitava, Lishkat Balvati Haitava. So Rabbi Huda says, was it really Lishkat Parhedrin? Now, Parhedrin means like low-level officials. He says it was called Lishkat Balvatin, like the aristocratic chamber. In other words, like for the high-level officials. He says, initially they called it Lishkat Balvati, meaning the chamber for these aristocrats, for these high-level officials. But during the time by Shani, after Shimon HaTzadik, everything went downhill. In other words, it became, you know, people would pay to be Kohen Gadol. They'd give a whole, and we'll see, the Gemara's going to learn like on Daf Tet, the Gemara says about how many Kohen Gadolim served, and they were like dying like flies left and right. So he says, whenever you get a new Kohen Gadol in, so right away, the first thing he wants to do is like renovate this Lishka. In other words, like you want the Lishka to be known like you know, Avram's Lishka, you know, scratch what came before. But they weren't ready to be Kohen Gadolim, so they kept dying. So they called it, so they said, Lepicha Kornata Lishkat Parhedrin. So they called Lishkat Parhedrin. Parhedrin was like a low-level official. For a low-level official, like they change them every periodically, so it became Lishkat Parhedrin. Originally, it was like Lishkat Balvatin, because everything was so much more chashuv. Okay, let me go back to the Mishnah. I'll finish the Mishnah, then I'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so he says. So then we have this Kohen Gadol was appointed, and then on the third line, Rabbi Huda Meir Avishacher Matkin Lo Shema Tamarishto. So the Tana Rabbi Huda says not only did they prepare another Kohen Gadol in case the first Kohen Gadol is out of the running because it becomes Tameh or somewhere has some other psul, but they would prepare, he has to have a wife. Now, he has to have a wife, he can only have one wife, but it says, b'chiper bado v'yad beito. He'll bring, it says in Akrimot, it'll bring kapara for himself and beito. Beito means his house, but chazal understand it means his wife. So they prepare a spare wife. Now, this gets complicated. We'll see in the Gemara later on, and this is the way that Rav Kahati explains it. So he would marry wife number two before Yom Kippur and immediately give her a get. And he gives her the get, and the get is effective if his first wife doesn't die on Yom Kippur. So, in other words, the get is effective from now. In other words, let's say right before Yom Kippur, he goes away mekudeshedly. Then he gives her a get, and he says, this get will be effective as of this moment if my wife doesn't die on Yom Kippur. If my wife dies on Yom Kippur, the get is not effective. So then I'm your husband, okay? So if something happens then with his wife, he would also prepare a get, because he can't have a situation where he's got two wives on Yom Kippur. So he'd prepare a get for his wife, and he would say, this get is effective if I, let's say, walk into a store or I walk into a certain location on Yom Kippur. So if he sees his wife is heading downhill for health reasons, so he would walk into the location or whatever the stipulation was, then the first wife is divorced and he's married to the second wife. And then that would be the way this would work. We'll see in the Gemara more. But anyway, so let me just finish the Mishnah. So he says, because we're afraid that his wife might die on Yom Kippur. So he says, so the Pasuk says that he, the Kohen Gadol, will bring kapara for himself and for his household. But his household means his wife. So he has to have one wife, but he can't have more than one wife. He's got to have at least one wife, but not less than one wife. He says, Amrulo, so Chachamim said to Rabbi Huda, in Canaan, the davar so. It's nice to remember where this phrase comes up. It's like a phrase that comes up in an expression, in the davar so. When you see it in the Mishnah, somebody says, like, how much would it be good to koshesh for this? maybe wife number two will die also. You know, maybe wife one and two will die. So how far are you going to go with this whole situation? All right. So who's the questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah so far?
So if wife number one gets a sudden refuah.
Wait, scream for him because I can't hear you. What?
if wife number one looks like she's going downhill and she has a sudden reversal and gets a
one second, let me see if there's a way for me. Let me get my IT specialist here. The Yosef, do you know how to adjust the volume on this?
Can everyone else hear me?
One second,
Zoom people.
All right, let me see. Yeah. We're working on volume. There's something here with the volume. No, you got to turn it off. One second.
The question's not.
Yeah, I remember seeing something here earlier today. Here. Okay. So is that now louder? Okay. Let me hear from you, Fern. Go ahead.
Hi. If wife number one starts going downhill and gets a get because he's going into the certain place, and yeah, then she has a sudden reversal and does not die,
but he's gone
to the place, that is not fair.
All right, we'll talk about it when we get to the sugya, but that would be once he does the stipulation, he'll make a stipulation with the get, and then once he invokes that stipulation, then everything follows from there. Okay,
and he can never take her back.
That's right. You got it right.
You have the spare coin, this backup coin. He's married. So why do you have to come to rely on the wife? You know, that the first coin is married. Why not just go rely on the second coin? The first coin is possible. So go to the second coin.
No, but let's say the first coin is not possible.
He's not
possible. But if he doesn't have a wife, he's not eligible.
That's not possible. He's kosher. But he has to have a wife. Okay, wait, let me get a question in from Yosef, who's here. Okay, I'm here with Yosef and Odeid. What do you got for me, Yosef? Right. Well, no.
What's his question?
Okay, Yosef's asking, do the Chachamim agree that he needs a backup Kohen? That he needs a backup Kohen? So, yeah, it does sound like that they agree he needs a backup Kohen. Yeah, it's just the backup wife they disagree with. That's what it sounds like. All right, now what did you want to say, Pesach David and Malka as well? So let me first from David, then we'll hear from Malka.
The purpose of the backup coin, it was because maybe the first coin comes tummy, but is also if the first coin is just ineligible. If he doesn't have a wife, he's ineligible. So why not use the backup coin?
Yeah, I don't know if that's what I think Fern was asking. I don't know if that's the same psul. In other words, a psul means there's something wrong with him. Let's say he's Tommy, he has a psul, he's got a mom, he can't do the avoda. If he's kasha do the avoda, but he's just missing a wife, I don't know if that's a psul.
It's not a psul. Okay.
Listen, when we get into
second question, what if the first wife goes missing? She's not sick, but she just goes missing. Yeah. So now,
I don't know.
Still has the option to go to that place because the stipulation is based on his name. Right.
I don't know. If she goes missing, I don't know what to say. All right.
I guess they didn't believe in separation agreements back in those days either.
All right. Now, Malka, you wanted to say something?
No, I just had a question because you know how Chabad believes that wherever their wife is, it's their home. So, like, that's why if they travel to Israel, they'll keep one day if they're with their wife. So I was wondering if this is where it comes from.
You know, it's interesting. There's a Rashi in Sefer Shoftim. It says by Yiftach. It says like he went to a certain place, and Rashi says Makom Shuhu Sham Beito. So there's two ways to understand that Rashi. But in other words, either Mitzvah was his home, or wherever he was, that was his bayit. But I was thinking about you was saying Makom Shuhu Sham Beito. Like to understand it differently, like where his wife is playing. So I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's what they believe.
Okay,
that anywhere their wife is, that's their home.
Okay.
So that's why they'll keep one day. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Arthur, I see you have your hand lifted. Arthur, do you want to say something? Aramosha, do you want to say something? All right. Aramosha?
Yeah, it's okay. I got it.
Okay. Okay, everybody mute. I got to move on to tomorrow. Okay, we have limited time. Okay, so everybody mute. I'll pause another 20 lines, okay? So back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanana Tam, we learn the Mishnah in the Masechet Para. Shivat Yamin Kohen Sarefet Para, Yom Afishin Kohen Sarefet Para, and Beito, Lishka Shal Panei Abira, Sifon Mizratha, Lishka Beita Evan Haitanik Rei. So the Mishnah in the Masechet Para says, 7 days before they would burn the Paraduma. Paraduma is the red heifer. So, and the red heifer is also handled by the Kohen Gadol. So it's a different din. So we're talking about Yom Kippur. Now we're talking about Paraduma. So by Yom Kippur, we said the Kohen has to be isolated for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and we'll talk about why he's got to be isolated. And the Gemara will discuss, not tonight, why he's got to be isolated for 7 days. then the Mishnah Masechet Parah says the same sequestration takes place before the shefting and the burning of the Parah Duma. He says, so they would separate the Kohen who's burning the Parah from his house, L'lishka shal Pnei Abira, to a chamber, al Pnei Abira, and the Gemara will explain Pnei Abira is either a location on the Har Bayit or it means the base of Mekdash. He says, and it was in the northeast, and it was called Lishkat Beit Ha'Evet. It was called the chamber of the stone, Lishkat Beit Ha'Evet. He says, Shekoma Seha B'Klei Galalim B'Klei Avanim B'Klei Adama, because all the procedures that took place, I mean, preparatory in that chamber, preparatory to shefting and preparing the Paraduma, took place with Klei Galalim. Rashi learns that are made out of dung. He says, Klei Avanim, stone vessels, and Klei Adama, you know, things made from the earth, meaning these are Kalim that are not Makabal Tuma. So, in other words, he would use Kalim that are not Makabal Tuma. So, the first Gemara explains the Mishnah, and then we're going to connect it up to our Mishnah. So, the Gemara says, "My Taima, why did they do that? So, why did they prepare these Kalim? Why did they have these stone vessels for him to use?" He says, "Kaven Tful Yom Kasher Bapara." So he's going to explain that, let me say it outside first and we'll do it inside. He's going to explain that the Chazal teach us that a Kohen who prepares the paradum, paradum you want to get right, because you don't have so many paradumas and they're very valuable. So, and even though, so the Kohen who prepares the paraduma, Chazal teach us, could be a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom is when a Kohen was Tameh, or anybody's Tameh, then he immerses in the mikvah on the last day, and he's waiting for nightfall. That's called a Tvul Yom. And I've mentioned in the past, like the first Mishnah, Masechet Brachot, is dealing with the Kohanim who are waiting to eat the Truma. So they're Tvul Yom, okay? So Chazal teaches that a Kohen who's preparing the Paraduma could be Tamei Tvul Yom. So the Tzdukim did not agree with that. The Tzdukim and the Sadducees, they were not Makabal that. They said the Kohen has to be totally Tahor. So the Chachamim, B'davka, in order to Lohotzim Liban Shel Tzdukim, would be Metamei, the Kohen Gadol, and then turn him into a Tvul Yom. So now he's a Tvul Yom. So they're doing that to show that Stukim are not correct. Please, somebody's got to mute themselves. I hear some noise. Okay. So they would turn him into a Tvul Yom. But having turned him into a Tvul Yom, they're stringent in other things to impress upon him and everyone else the importance of observing all the dinim for the Paraduma. So they insist that they use only Klei Adama or Klei Avanim and not the Tabal Tuma. Okay, let me see this in the Gemara and then we'll talk outside in a few minutes. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My Taima, Kaven Tful Yom Kasher B'Para. Tful Yom is Kasher to prepare the Paraduma. Ketnan, because we learn the Mishnah. This Mishnah is also Masechet Parah. We don't do Masechet Parah in the Daf Yomi, but you get a little bit of everything with Daf Yomi. He says, Ketnan, the Tamina you are Kohen a Sorefet a Parah. They would intentionally be Metame, the Kohen who prepares the Paraduma, and I think it would usually be the Kohen Gadol. Like this is Elazar Kohen in Parshas." Hukat, and through the generations, it's usually the Kohen Gadol. He says, Umat Bilan Oto, and then they would put him in a mikvah. So now he went to a mikvah, so now he's a Tvul Yom. He says, Lohotim li ban shot stukim shu omrim b'mu ravei shemesh haitan nais nasei. So in other words, to contradict the stukim who said it has to be b'mu ravei shemesh. In other words, not enough to be a Tvul Yom. You have to wait till nightfall, then you hear the paraduma. So takinu l'rabban and klei galalim, klei avanim, klei adama. So the Chachamim sort of like to like kind of counteract like this feeling, like not a laxity, but in other words, they're cutting a little bit more towards Tuma, so in order to, you know, impress upon the Kohen and everyone else the importance of observing the dinim of Tuma and Tara with this, so they prepare Klei Galalim, Klei Avanim, Klei Adama, L'Kabel Tuma, Kalim that are not susceptible to Tuma, so that nobody will like take it lightly, the paraduma. All right, so that's that piece. Now, one minute. Let me just do another four or five lines, and I'll pause. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Vayishnat Safona Mizracha." What? Now it's coming out. We really have two chambers in the northeast corner, and you could check your road map, your map of the Beis Hamikdash. So one is Lishkat Parhedrin, and the other Lishkat Beit Ha'Evin. They're both in the northeast part. And in the art scroll, Lishka Beit Ha'Evin is number 22. If you have your chart in the art scroll, number 22 is Lishka Beit Ha'Evin. So it says, let me see back in the Gemara. So he says, Vayishnat Safona Mizracha, why was that chamber focusing first on the Paraduma? Why was the chamber, Lishka Beda Evan, in the northeast part of the Beis HaMikdash? He says, Kema de Chatati. Now, the Paraduma is called a Chatat. He says, Lemeni da Chatati. So that's what the Torah refers to. A Chatat is a sin offering, but it doesn't mean it's like a Chatat. He says, the Chatatu Netzapona. Now, a garden variety, Korban Chatat, is shechted in the northern part of the Azara. Now, he says, now this, you see, the Paraduma is taken to Har Mishcha, which is Har Zeitim, and shechted over there. But it's called a Chatat. So they want the Kohen Gadol to remember that it's called a Chatat, even though it's not a Chatat in the normal sense, you know, way of doing it. And so they put the chamber, he's preparing to, you know, shecht the Paraduma. So they put his chamber in the northeast corner. So A, he remembers it's a Chatat. And then, that when he's on Har Mishpah, which is Har Zeitim, he's going to sprinkle the blood in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, Takinu l'rabanam lishka tzafona mizracha. In other words, this will remind him that A, it's called a Chatat, and B, that the sprinkling is going to be towards the Beis HaMikdash. So it's in the northeast corner. North reminds him that it's a Chatat, and the east part is where he's going to sprinkle the blood towards the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara, just two, three more lines. My Bira. Now, the Mishnah said that we said the Lishka was al Pnei HaBira. This is on the fourth line in the Gemara. We quoted the Mishnah from Masechet Parah. We said the chamber was al Pnei HaBira, like in front of the Bira. So, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Riochan, Makom Haya Bahar Abayit Ubira Shmo. So, Rabba Bar Bar Chana says in Riochan, there was a location on the Har Abayit known as Bira. And this really connects us to Masechet Shkalim. We just did last night the scene from Masechet Shkalim. And we mentioned that there was a Beit HaDeshen in the Beis HaMikdash where they would burn Kachim Sulim. And then there was a place on Har Abayit where they would burn kachim that were sulim, and where they had machloket in Mishnah, which things were burnt there. But that was called Bira. So the first explanation was, there's a place on the Har Abayit known as Bira. Or, Reish Lakish Amar, Kol HaMikdash Kulo Perui Bira. Reish Lakish says, the whole base of Mikdash is called Bira. So he says, so when the Mishnah says, the way Reish Lakish said in the Mishnah, the Lishka Sha'al Panei HaBira, in other words, the Lishka that was like in front of the base of Mikdash, he says, Shenemar HaBira Sher HaChinoti. So he quotes a pasuk in Divrei Yamin, where David HaMelech is speaking, and he says, the Lishka that I prepared. Okay, let's just summarize what we did so far, and then we'll take this down. So we learned that there's halacha that we have to sequester the Kohen Gadol 1 week before Yom Kippur. And we went through this and prepare him another Kohen and prepare another wife. And then we learned, and we're trying to connect this all together, that the same way the Kohen who's preparing the Paraduma has to be sequestered a week before he shechs and burns the Paraduma. Now, in terms of why we're sequestering, we learned from Pasuk about the sequestration, but the Gemara later on, let me see, and this is Rabbi Packer mentioned this to me today, but the Gemara later on has on Daf Bav, right? So there's a machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So one is going to say that it's, you know, that it's, and this is Rabbi Sarfati was saying to me as well, like it's preparatory. In other words, he has to be secluded so he could focus on what he's about to do. In other words, he's going to do the Avodah Yom Kippur. So he's by himself. He could probably, and some people will come to him and they'll be teaching him, but he has to focus on that. And the same thing with the Paraduma. That's one pshat. Or the pshat is that we don't want him to in any way come to any Safek Tuma. So we're sequestering him. No, in other words, nobody can do the Avodah Yom Kippur but the Kohen Gadol. So we don't want anything to happen to him. That's the other way to approach this. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
I have one more question.
Wait. Yosef's got a question. I'll come to you. What's up, Yosef? Yeah.
Eric.
One second.
You have to repeat whatever his question is.
I will repeat. Yeah, go ahead. Right. Okay. All right. So Yosef asked me, he was just asking me, like, for 7 days we're guarding Kohen Gadol from Tuma with the Paraduma, but that day we make him Tame. And I said, yes, that's correct. Okay, what's the other question? Anybody other else?
Question. Yeah, about the second wife, one more question. So she's a
everybody's focused on this wife situation. Yeah, go ahead.
This is so odd.
It's not good.
So she's a grusha. Right. She's a grusha. She's a divorcee. I mean, after that, right?
Which one? Which one?
Is that
which
wife one? Number two. Wife number two.
Wife number two is a grusha, right?
So she can't marry a Cohen, any Cohen after
right,
that, right?
Not
a
right, hedge
right.
So, right. So she's like, doesn't she get compensation for that? Like, why would any woman do that?
All right, we'll see
she's
when we get
to it.
Okay, be patient. I know you'll be far away from us, but maybe you'll be able to join or listen online. All right. Anyway, but apparently women. I think the Gemara has about your point there, whatever David. He says about the Kohanim, about the women, and the Gemara says the women were willing to marry the Kohanim. Even said the Gemara, I think mentions about Chachamim, they would come and they'd be willing to marry the. So we'll see when we get into the Gemara. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, nice to see everybody here. Okay, it took me a while to get everything set up, but now we have it. Okay.
How do you like the hybrid situation?
All right. Well, it's tough adjusting to this Android. But if I get the Android ready, at least it's good to have it back in the shul. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay. I'm going to continue on now. Everybody with me? All right. I got to keep moving. So now the Gemara is we're 10 lines from the bottom on Beis Aman Aleph. Okay. So 2A, 10 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says Benani Mile. So now, where do I know this halacha that the Kohen has to have Prisha? For Yom Kippur, where do I know that the Kohen has to be sequestered before Yom Kippur and that he's got to be sequestered before he prepares the Parah Aduma? Where do we know this halacha from? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yumi Bar Hilkia, Amar Machia Bar Idi, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kroa, Hashir Sabah Yom says, Tivashim Lasat Lak Paralechem. This is a pasuk by the Miluim. This was in Parshat Shemini, which was, I think, right, and that was just last week's Parshat Shavua, right? So it says, like, just like Hashem has done on this day, he's commanded you to do to atone for yourself. Meaning, just like, we'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to say, by the Miluim, Aaron's sons were sequestered. So just like they were sequestered there, Hashem is commanding other occasions where they have to be sequestered. He says, La'asot, elu ma'asei parah. So the Pasuk says, Tiva Hashem la'asot, God commanded to do, it's referring to the Parah Duma. He says, L'chaper aleichem, to atone for you, he says, When it says L'chaper, it's referring to the Avodah Yom Kippur. So the answer is we're learning it from the Pasuk. So we have three situations where we have sequestration. One by the Miluim, when Aaron and his sons were invested as Kohanim, and Aaron is with Kohen Gadol, so they were sequestered. It says, you have to stay by the entranceway of Ol Moed for 7 days. And from there, we're learning that the Kohen Gadol has to be sequestered before Yom Kippur and before the Maaseh Parah. Now, the Gemara says, the whole Pasuk can't be talking about the Parah Duma, because it mentions in the Pasuk L'chaper, to bring atonement for you. There's no atonement in preparing the Parah Duma. So the Pasuk can't totally be talking about the Parah Duma. That we got. He says, Ela Eim Akulik Krav Yom Kippur M'Kiv. Why can't I say the whole Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur? In other words, why don't I say, in Achinami, the Torah is commanding there's another time of sequestration, but that day is Yom Kippur. Skip the Parah Duma. How are we getting the Parah Duma? This is L'chaper Aleichem, that's Yom Kippur. So how do I know the Parah Duma? So he says, Amri, they said in the base medrash, Yalef Tziva Tziva. So we're learning Xerishava. And Xerishava, you have the same word in two places, and it's Mesorah that you're going to connect those two locations. Tivacha Tziva Shem Laso. Here, in Parshat Shemini, it says, God commanded to do, which is, and that's the first Tziva by the Miluim. He says, Uktivatam Zorku Karatora Asher Tziva Shem Lemor. It says in the beginning of Parshat Chukat, this is the chukah of the Torah that Hashem commanded. So tziva tziva. He says, ma'ala halan para aftan para. So just like it says tziva in Parshat Chukah by the Parah Duma, we mentioned tziva over here, and like, you know, tziva Hashem la'asod, is also talking about the Parah Duma. U'makan prisha afla halan prisha. And just like here by the Miluim, we have prisha. Yosef, I hate to bother you, but this is like one of the perquisites of being here. Can you bring me a chumash, just a blue chumash, okay? now we're back to our old situation. Thank you so much. So it says Af Lahal and Prisha. Okay, now on the top line on Beis Amid Beis. Okay, 2B, the top line. So it says, Va'ema. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Tziva, thank you so much. Thank you very much. So the Gemara says that Tziva, let me just, I just want to make sure I got the right parsha with this. Yeah. 1 second. No. Yeah. It's in part, I made a mistake. I said it was Parsha Shemini. Yeah, it looks like it's Parsha Tzav. Parsha Tzav. One second, please. Okay. One second. Yeah, I have it. Yeah. It was actually in Parsha Tzav. Not Parsha Shemini, it was in Parsha Tzav. Okay. So let's keep back in the Gemara. So I have Gzeirah Shavah now between that pasuk and Parsha Tzav, and the Paraduma. Now the top line on Beis Amid Beis, Be'ema Tiva Tiva Yom Kippurim. Why can't I say that this Gzeirah Shavah is also just connecting to Yom Kippur? Because the Tivayas Kasher Tiva Hashem et Moshe. It says in Achrei Mot after it describes the Avoda on Yom Kippur. So the last pasuk it says that Aaron did kasher tziva Hashem and Moshe. He performed like Hashem had commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. So mention tziva there as well. So why do I have to say that Paraduma is anyway implicated in this admonition? Maybe it's all Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says danin tziva d'lifnei asiyah mitziva d'lifnei asiyah. We're going to connect when it says tziva before you do the action. In other words, it says by the Paraduma. This is the chukah that Hashem commanded, Moshe. You have to do it. In other words, you're going to do it in the future. Tzivah. And it says that by the miluim, this is what Hashem said you should do in the future. He says, as opposed to, so dan in tzivah l'fnei asiyah, misivah l'fnei asiyah, v'ein dan in tzivah d'la'achar asiyah. So in the second line of the Gemara, it says, vayas, that he did already. In other words, he did it, but it was committed in the past tense, misivah l'fnei asiyah. So that's what the Gemara answers. All right. So again, so we're saying that this pasuk has a reference to both Yom Kippur and the Paraduma. So again, we're starting off with Miluim. Miluim, Aaron and sons are segregated, and the drasha that Rabbi Yochanan brings down is that Tziva Hashem, he says, La'asot Elu Masei Para L'Haper L'Masei Yom Kippurim. So we have a connection to the Paraduma in the pasuk and a connection to Yom Kippur in that pasuk. Let me pause for a minute because I spoke a little bit. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything that I did so far? What's up, Fern?
Are there any recorded instances of where the wife dies on Yom Kippur and he has
we are still focused on this. This is 20 lines ago, Fern. It's in the Mishnah. It's going to come up in the Gemara. I don't know about instances with the wife dying on Yom Kippur, but let's move past the wife. Let's move past the wife. We're well past the wife situation. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. So I'm going to move on now. Okay. All right, nice to see everyone here. It's nice to have a nice chaver here. Okay, wonderful. Okay, all right, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, so now we're on line four. Okay, Beis Amid Beis, 2b on line four. Ve'ema tziva de korbanot. So the Gemara says, why does tziva, so the Gemara said tziva is a reference to the paraduma with the Gzeirah Shavah. Maybe tziva be in a reference to the korbanot. So it means the korbanot tzibur. So Rashi brings down the top line of Rashi. Maybe what the Torah is saying is that any Kohen that's working with the Korbanot Tzibur, where the communal sacrifices, has to sequester himself 7 days before he offers the communal sacrifices. Maybe that's what the Torah is saying. He says, so there's a pasuk. This pasuk is also part of Tzav. It says, "V'yom tzavot b'Yisrael ha'kriv et korbanayim l'Hashem b'Bar Sinai." The Gemara always quotes the beginning of the pasuk, and frequently you need the end of the pasuk. So why can't I say that's the tziva? So the Gemara says, "Done in tziva mitziva." We're going to line up the words. So the word should say tziva, tzadi vavhe. The ain done in savoto mitziva. There it says yom savoto. So here it says tziva. There it says savoto. Then the line of tziva. So the Gemara says, "Umay nafkamina." What difference does it make whether it says tziva or it's savoto? Ba'atana de Rabbi Shmuel, and this is a famous price, and you see on the side. Rabbi Braunschweig says, "Eich kaseichen few." It's marked up on the side. You see all the places in Shas. This comes up all over the place. Ba'atana de Rabbi Shmuel. Bryce was taught from the base of Rabbi Shmuel. B'shava koinu ba'koin. This is this week's parsha of Shavua. This is Tazria Mitzora is this week's Parsha Shavua. So it says that if the bayit has a nega in it, so the Kohen will seal off the bayit for 7 days, come back after 7 days, and then it says B'shava Kohen, he'll come back on the seventh day, and if the nega is spread all over the house, he'll like clear away the contaminated stones, scrape away the plaster, and restore everything, and then seal it up again. And then it says Ubaha Kohen. Then the Kohen will come back after another 7 days. So it doesn't mention that he's going to clear away the nega after the next set of 7 days. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. But the Braisa taught we're going to have Xaver Shava from words that aren't even the same. It was Vishava Kohen, he'll return. Uvaha Kohen, he'll come. But it means he's coming to the base of Manuga. He's coming to the base of Manuga. And that's Xaver Shava. So if I can have Xaver Shava with even different words, certainly I can have Xaver Shava with Sivan Savoto. So the Gemara says, Hani Mila Hechad Lekha Dadamila. That's when you don't have a candidate that's similar to it. It says, if you have two candidates, one candidate is exactly the same word for to learn. Another candidate is not the exact same word. We're going to go with the candidate that's the exact same word. So under these circumstances, the Gemara says that it doesn't make sense that it's talking about Korbano. It makes much more sense it's talking about Paraduma. All right. Now, what? Okay. I'm going to continue on. I'll pause another 5-10 lines. Okay. Now, Lechaper, Eluma se Yom HaKippurim. So we're going back to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. It says that, so it says in the Pasuk, it says, Kasher asa b'yom hazeh tzivah Hashem la'asot l'chaper aleichem. As you've done today with the miluim, you've been sequestered, Hashem has commanded la'asot l'chaper. L'chaper is a reference to Yom Kippur, we said. So back in the Gemara, so, L'chaper refers to Yom Kippur. Ve'ema kapar de korbanot. So now the Gemara wants to say, maybe it's talking about kapar de korbanot. And here Rashi says in the fourth wide line, don't korbanot yachid. Maybe it's a reference to private korban. But many korbanot, it says that the Kohen will bring atonement for the person who's bringing the korban. So maybe l'chaper is not a reference to Yom Kippur. Maybe l'chaper, which means to bring atonement, doesn't have to be reference to Yom Kippur, be reference to the korbanot. And maybe the Kohen has to sequester himself for 7 days before he would bring those private korbanot. Before we're talking about the korbanot tibur, now we're talking about private korbanot. So the Gemara says, Miyadinan hei Kohen mitrami divayud lei prishas. The Gemara says, how do I know what Kohen is going to do the vote on any specific day? In other words, the Kohanim are divided in 24 Mishmarot, and then the Mishmarot are divided in 6 Bateyav, like family, father's families or whatever, and then within it could be 100 Kohanim. How do I know which Kohen is going to handle my Korban Chatat that he should know to sequester himself? So Amri, so he said the base Medrash, Alam Alo. He says, why not? We'll say the whole Beit Av should be sequestered. So the Beit Av means each Mishmar is divided in 6 Bateyav. Each Beit Av is on duty one day of the week. So I say the whole Sunday crew should be sequestered a week ahead of time. The whole Monday crew sequestered a week ahead of time. Why not? We could do that. So the Gemara says, Danin Davar Shekavu Lozman, Mi Davar Shekavu Lozman. So the Gemara says, it makes sense to learn something which is Kavu Zman. It was Yom Kippur has definite time. There's only one day a year that you do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And we're going to learn that for something which is Kavu Zman, which is the Miluim. The Miluim had a date during the year on the first of Nisan when the Miluim took place. He says, La Puki Korbanot, but the Korbanot, like private Korbanot, the Chol Yom Nahu, that's every day of the year. I mean, maybe Shabbos you couldn't, or you know, there's not Kavu Zman for it. There was no definite date. If I have to bring a Korban Chatan, there's no calendar date that I have to necessarily bring it. I can bring it any day. So he says, so that Gemara rejects that. The Ema Regalim, the Gemara says, maybe when it says L'chaper, it's not talking about Yom Kippur, it's talking about the Korbanot that are brought on the Regalim, on the holidays, meaning on each one of the holidays is Seiri Zim L'chatat, there's a goat that's brought as a chatat offering, it brings kapara for Tumat Mikdash V'Kadash Shav, that's the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Shavuot. I remember Rabbi Judah Goldberg, Rabbi Lerner's son-in-law, he gave a whole shiur about that once. The Ema Regalim, so the Gemara says, so maybe it's talking about that they should be sequestered before they bring the Korbanot on the Regalim. So Dan and Davar, knowing Tamachat B'Shana, so the Gemara says, we're going to learn an instance that applies once a year, which is Yom Kippur, is obviously one day a year. From something which applies once a year means the miluim took place one day during the year. They put the Mishkan up and down for 7 days, and the eighth day was the miluim. La puki regalim, la pamacha pashana nihu. Regalim are not one day a year. They're throughout the year. You have three regalim during the course of the year. Ve'ema regal achad. The Gemara says maybe the Torah is referring to one regal. Maybe one regal you have to do sequestration for. And that would be, so v'chitem lo yadin heminayu. Maybe you say, well, I don't know which regal it would be. How am I supposed to figure that out? So the Gemara says it's not an answer. Yifa gamat, so it hul ptafo tivtila. I could say the Torah is referring to Pesach, because the Torah always begins with Pesach first. Whenever the Torah discusses the holidays, it begins with Pesach first. Or Yifaga Sukkot, or another candidate would be Sukkot. This is whole Meruba Mitzvato, because there's a lot of mitzvahs. Let's see the Rashi on this. Eight lines from the bottom in Rashi. Lomar Yesh Kalamar Kalamar Hope the Bukumakom. Wakaya Sukkot Hoil Mitzvato Sukkot Palula Varabav and Yisukkot Mayim. You have mitzvah sukkah, you have the mitzvah lulav, you have the mitzvah arava. He means in the Beis HaMikdash, presumably there's mitzvah arava, I think it's that, and nisa chamayim. So the last two are halacha l'moshe Sinai, right? The arava and the nisa chamayim is halacha l'moshe Sinai. But the Gemara says, on the first white line back in the Gemara, Ella, danim prishat shiva yom echad, the Gemara says, we're going to learn out a case of sequestration 7 days, culminating in one day, it was Yom Kippur. So Kohen Gadol will be sequestered for 7 days before Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is good to go. The Prishat Shivel Yom Echad. And the same thing, just like the Miluim, Aaron and his sons were sequestered for 7 days, and then the eighth day, they were invested as Kohen Gadolim. The Ein Dan in Prishat Shiva, Le Shiva. In other words, Mi Prishat Shiva Yom Echad. We're not going to learn out the holidays, whether it's Pesach is 7 days, Sukkot is also 7 days, and Shmini Atzeret is another chag. But we're not going to learn out a priest of 7 days for a seven-day period. This is Ve'ema Shmini, the priest of Shivali Yom Echadhu. So maybe Dafka, that's the answer. Maybe we should learn out, in other words, again, we're focusing on the word of Haper, the atonement. Maybe we're focusing on Shmini Atzeret. Maybe it's telling us that Konim have to be sequestered, whoever was doing the Avodah on Shmini Atzeret, and then it'll cut for 7 days, so he'd be sequestered during Sukkot, and then and for the one day, which would be Shmini Atzeret. So the aim of Shmini the Prishat Shivaliyam Machadhu, Danin Tavar Shain Kedusha Lefanav, means Tavar Shain Kedusha Lefanav. So the Gemara says, we're going to bring a day that has no Kedusha before it, meaning Yom Kippur, days before it don't have Kedusha, he says, and we're going to learn it from something which has no Kedusha before it, which is the Miluim. The aim Danin Tavar Shain Kedusha Lefanav, we're not going to learn Shmini Atzeret because the 7 days before Shmini Atzeret have kedusha to them. I mean, the bar shein kedusha lefanav. So the Gemara says. So we started on this whole long trail. We said the pasuk is speaking to us about the paraduma and about Yom Kippur. So the Gemara gotten on this piece into a whole discussion. Maybe it's talking about other prisha. Maybe prisha for korbanot, or maybe a prisha before the regalim, or maybe a prisha for Shmini Atzeret. So the Gemara has rejected that. Now the Gemara says, "Belav kavachomer hu." We're not rejecting it yet. He says, "Isn't it a kavachomer?" Belav kavachomer hu. Hashem Tavar Shein Kedusha Lefanav by Prisha. He says, if something doesn't have Kedusha before, it requires Prisha. In other words, Yom Kippur days before are not Kadosh, but it requires Prisha. Days before the Miluim also not Kadosh, but it requires Prisha. Tavar Shein Kedusha Lefanav l'kol shetein. So Shmini Atzeret isn't worse because it has days of Kedusha before ahead of time. It shouldn't be worse. So the Gemara says, Amar Misharshia lo, Kazek Tiv, Kazek. So it says, Ka'ashara Sabayom Hazek. It says in the Pasuk, Ka'ashara Sabayom Hazek. Zeh means like this and not like that. He says, lo, Hazek Tiv, Kazek. It has to be just like this day. In other words, there's an override from the Pasuk over the Kal v'Chomer. It has to be Kazeh. It has to be like this day with the Miluim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the days before it, no Kedusha. So too, the other days I'm telling you that you need sequestration are days like that. Now, Rav Ashi Amar, two lines to the bottom, and then we'll pause, we'll take some questions, and I'll say some things, okay? So Rav Ashi Amar, now this is a different Hesper. Rav Ashi Amar, me committed Ika regal by Prisha, Tafel day by Prisha. This is, it makes sense that the regel itself, the seven-day holiday, i.e. Sukkot, you don't require preisha for that. You wouldn't require sequestration. This is what you want to argue. The Shmini Atzeret maybe is the day that requires sequestration. So it makes sense that the regel doesn't require preisha. He says, but Tafel, they buy preisha, like the little snippet at the end, the Shmini Atzeret does require preisha. And even according to the opinion, there's an opinion in the Gemara Masechet Sukkah that Shmini is regel b'tnei atzmahu, that Shmini Atzeret is a regel by itself. He says, when we say it's a regel b'tnei atzmo, that's for the din of Pazer Keshav. Pazer Keshav is an acronym for a six halakha, which we're going to go through right now, and it's the Makloki Rashi and Tosfos. I tell you, let me finish the line of the Gemara, then I'll go through the acronym. But it means, Aval inin tashlumin, tashlumin derishon hu. It was even with Shmini Atzeret, everybody agrees that there's a chiyuv chagiga to bring on the first day of Sukkot, and you would make that up each day through Shmini Atzeret. He says, tashlumin derishon hu. The Hatznan, as we learn the Mishnah, Masechet Chagiga, mishtochag yom tov rishon shel chag, if a person didn't bring his korban chagiga on the first day, chag means the Mishnah means Sukkot. If he didn't bring his korban chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, so he can bring it each day of the Yantiv, he says, and on Shmini Atzeret. That shows that Shmini Atzeret is sort of ancillary to the holiday of Sukkot. Because if I can make Tashlumin on that day, it means it's part. One second, Bernard, we're almost there. So let me just go through the Pazer Keshav. So it's six letters, Pei, Zayin, Reish, Kuf, Shin, Beis. Let's go through Rashi, and then we'll do a little Tosos, and we're running out of time. It says, Lenin Pazer Keshav. Pious La'atzmo, so it has pious, you know, is in Israel today is a lottery. Yeah. So we're going to see later on in Masechta we have a pious also. They would do a pious in the base of Mikdash for the Avoda each day, but a different type of pious. They would count like fingers. But here it's saying that there's a pious film lottery to see. He says Shein pious b'pari achag eitzel hamishmarot shkol mishmarot shonod mishal shofahen upi cheshbon sidran shumas sukkah. In other words, during Sukkot, they would bring 70 parim. Now all the mishmarot would work on the yantiv. So you have 24 mishmarot. So it means, so 22 of the mishmarot would get 3 parim. And 2 mishmarot would only get 2 parim. So in other words, 24 times 3 would be 72, and there's only 70 parim. So it's like almost every mishmar gets 3, and 2 don't. So there's a whole machlok at how it would work, but one way to say is that there's an order of the mishmarot in Divrei Yamim, and they would go through it, and then 2 left out. But on the third line, Rashi, but partial shmini, but chilim b'pais nalav. When you get to Shmini Atzeret, we have a new pious as to who's going to bring the korban on Shmini Atzeret. So that's a different. It's a different. In other words, it's a different. You know, a different parsha. Then zman la'atzmo, Rashi learns lebar shechianu. Rashi learns that you make shechianu on Shmini Atzeret. That cuts. But it's an independent holiday. But I'm saying Shechianu, it's a different Yantiv. Seventh day of Pesach, I don't say Shechianu. He says, then the race is regular Atmo, She'en Shem Chag HaSukkot Alav. It's not called Chag HaSukkot, right? In our tefillah, we say, Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeret Azed, this whole machloket, how to frame it. Then he says, Korban La'atmo, in the Rashi, and then the first down line, please, everybody mute themselves. He says, She'en Korban HaShavel L'chol Shar Yimot HaChag, that the Korban is not part of the same sort of like sequencing as the other parim during the chag. He says, Shekulam parim merubim ve'elim shnayim ve'arba sakrasim. Each day, so you have like 13 parim, then 14 elim, then 14 kvatim, and 2 elim, and then the par less each day, the parim, you know, keep going less and less. But on Shmini Atzeret, it's parachad ailachad shvat kvasim. And those, you see a different sequence, and it doesn't fit in to the sequencing with the korban. And then shir la'atzmo, that's don't shir, she'en shiro shevel kol shar, she wrote yimei ha'chag. And then Rashi says, the kol shir yimei ha'chag, medaber mi, and gezel matnot aniyam. All the other shir of the chag, they speak about, you know, like not giving the proper matnot aniyam, the gifts to the poor people. Shmini Atzeret has a whole different theme. And then the last one is bracha la'atzmo, that the way Rashi learns, they would give a bracha to the king. They would give a bracha to the king, just like in the time of Shlomo Melech, they leave Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech gathered everybody for the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash 7 days before Sukkot. Then they stayed another 7 days. that on Shmini Atzeret they left, so they gave a bracha to Shlomo. So otherwise, you give a bracha to the king. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says disagrees with Rashi on some things, and Rabbeinu Tam is here. It's also in Sukkah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, one minute. I'm looking for the line in Tosfos. One second. Yeah. So it's around the 10th narrow line in Tosfos, in the first Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam farsh bracha v'yas bircha samanzo tefila. So Rabbeinu Tam says bracha is not the bracha that he gave the king. Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam learns bracha means that in the tefila you have the special. You have Birch Hasman on Tefillah, you have a special reference to it. And Regel B'Fnei Atzmo is not, which was what Rashi said, that's like it has a different name. So Tosos learns that it has Lina. You have Lina. All right. Everybody's been patient. I only have a couple of minutes left and we have to wrap it up. Whose questions come to us? Something they did so far?
I just wanted to ask you, what does the Gemara, the Mishnah, think of the status of the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Don't they have some level of Kedusha?
Well, how do you identify Kedusha? So if you look at Kedusha, let's say Isur Malacha, things like that. So there is nothing with that. You're right. It is a special day. It's time for, Cheshbon HaNefesh. But in terms of Kedusha, it doesn't have any Kedusha. All right. What, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, what's up? Yosef's got a question, and I'll repeat it in a minute. Go ahead. Right. Wait, I don't understand. Wait. But the Gemara said, why should we reject it? It doesn't have to be the same thing. So the Gemara said, if I have one pasuk that's the same, one's different. So, what does it say? Wait. So, Paratzai, what pasuk is that? Okay, let me focus on. Okay, so Yosef's asking me, it says in the parasha, it says, Asher tziva Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai. No. But in other words, no. You see, the first part of the pasuk, Asher tziva Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai, that had taken place. See, he's looking for B'yom Tzavot Tov B'nisra L'akvim Korbanein L'Hashem b'har Sinai. In other words, he's looking for the tzivui to bring the korban out. Let me see, Asher tziva Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai. One second. Yeah, in other words, it goes back to the previous thing. In other words, you have to read it all together. Zodat Torah lo la man kabbalah tachlah shavu lamidu zebakash flamim shtivah Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai. So these are the dinim of all these korbanot that Hashem commanded Moshe b'har Sinai. Then Yom Sabbato ben Israel akriv korbanin la Hashem b'har Sinai. Yom Sabbato. So you want to say so the Yom Sab? Wait. So, hold on a second. I have to look at it closely. I don't know. I need to look. I'll look a little bit. Tzivashem Moshe b'har Sinai does say he commanded it. You see, the only thing is, you see, again, he's looking for a tziva, which is in the future, not the past. So, Asher Tzivashem Moshe, he commanded him, that's in the past. Then, B'yom Tzavo Tobenez Lahakrivit Korbanayim, he's commanded him to bring it in the future. So in other words, we said in the Gemara, it's got a bit tzivo that's kodem la'asiyah. So the tzivo that's kodem la'asiyah is the second one. In other words, that's a tzivo that's, in other words, that sounds like, that's the way it sounds like to me, but I would have to look a little bit more. Okay, one second. Who's got any more questions, comments, or thoughts? So Yosef was asking me about the pasuk. He said it says tziva, so I tried to give an answer as best I could. Okay, well, who's got any other questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right. Let me just wrap this up with 1 minute, and then I got to go. Actually, it's late. I think I'm going to wrap it up all together. So it was nice to have. Now tomorrow is. Let me end the recording, and then we'll talk. Okay, let me end recording. Okay.